President Trump may have pulled the U.S. out of the 2017 Paris Climate Agreement, but its goals are alive in North Carolina. State and local governments are adopting their own measures to fight climate change. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Last month, Governor Roy Cooper issued an executive order with new goals for reducing the use of fossil fuels in North Carolina and committing the state to new environmentally friendly policies. This summer and fall, mayors and local officials from Asheville to Wilmington have been discussing what they've done and can do to slow climate change. In Chapel Hill, Mayor Pam Heminger says they're cutting energy use, buying electric buses, and adding electric vehicle charging stations, among other things.
You're seeing that come from the ground level up, and I think there's a great possibility of being successful no matter what the federal government's dictating.
States and local governments nationwide are also pushing ahead with their own climate policies to help carry out the Paris Agreement. State Environmental Secretary Michael Regan says it's an economic issue as much as a climate change issue.
The Trump administration is out of step with what mayors are dealing with each and every day. This issue is not a partisan issue, but an issue around competition.
A dozen cities are involved, including Charlotte, Raleigh, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Cary. Like Chapel Hill, many have already adopted local measures. At the fourth and final meeting Tuesday in Durham, they came up with a list of recommendations, including giving environmental ratings to state projects, expanding renewable energy options, and improving energy-related building codes. But will state and local efforts be enough? No, says Holly Truax of the Environmental Defense Fund, which helped organize the North Carolina mayor's meetings.
Ultimately, we will require leadership at the federal level, but we can't afford to wait.
The idea, he says, is to build momentum locally and push the federal government to act. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.